You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, get some throw pillows. Throw pillows will really change a concentration camp to a hospitality center at the border.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Now, with the relaxation of the restrictions on people who have vaccinated, is trying to get back to a degree of normality which people who get vaccinated deserve to have that. That's been one of the things that's been the concern, saying, if I get vaccinated, what difference is it going to make? My life hasn't really changed that much. Well, now your life is going to change that much.
Yeah, well, our technical difficulties are coronavirus.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Welcome back to the show, Dana Lash. That was Dr. Fauci. And yeah, we're having some technical... We're on the struggle bus with some tech today, okay? So you just bear with us, okay? Rachel, if you want to grab the meme of that girl that I threw in Slack, because this is all of us right now. We are all, I feel like this. No. I did everything because I put her everywhere. I'm like, I feel her right now. So all of us, like, we're on break freaking out because suddenly Steve's not there anymore. And we're like, it's either the rapture and we're all heathens or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I can relate to that a little bit.
So, like, what happened? Or maybe we are all this chick right now. This is us. Live look at all of us right now dealing with the tech struggle bus. We're just trying to color our picture, man. We're so stressed. Oh, this is us. Oh, my gosh. So, that was Fauci saying, you know, we need some normalcy. Only people who have been vaccinated deserve a degree of normalcy. Everyone else, you can go to hell. I'm just saying.
I don't get it. If you're vaccinated, though, what do you care about anybody else for?
Oh, my gosh, Kane, do you not know how this works?
I don't, I guess.
So, like, if you get vaccinated and I get vaccinated and Steve doesn't get vaccinated, then our vaccinations don't work.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's science.
It's totally how it works.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, in order for something to be real, everybody has to believe it. There can be no dissent.
I mean, the filter of freedom can still exist with science as well.
No, it can't.
People that aren't wearing masks are not affecting those who are vaccinated. And if you are scared as a person who might be, you know, a little diminished in health, then you do what you need to do for yourself. All right. Don't dictate other people's behaviors because you have the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all right. I know it's Friday. I'm like that little girl, only more expressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do I have to go back to my giraffe head?
Probably.
I bought a silicone giraffe head.
Probably.
And a Bane mask. And my kids were like, please don't. Oh, my gosh. She's doing it. Yeah. Just saying. I feel like I need to go back to that. Look, if you're worried about it, then don't do it. I'm a germaphobe, so no dirt physically can't touch me because I am pretty much made of bleach at this point and Clorox and all the things. I'm just saying. Like, I explained to people the studio. Like, we have a, I don't even know what it's called. An ozonator? I don't know what it is. We ozonate the whole studio. Everything gets locked up, shut down. It's like factory standard. It's a big, and we ozonate everything. And we've had this thing for a long time. Not a long time, but before the lockdown, because that's high. Yes, I do ozonate rooms after guest stays. Ooh, this is me. So I just think when he's like, oh, yeah, people who have been vaccinated, but the rest of you will go to hell. I mean, I know he didn't say that, but it feels like that. Some people have some concerns is all I'm saying here. I don't know why that's such a big thing for people to grasp. There's so many things that are happening that people don't even want to, that they're not even talking about. And yet we're the bad people if we say, well, we're a little bit hesitant. You know, I said earlier all the different ways that our government has gone back and forth and really have really kind of clouded the messaging. And, you know, whether it was misrepresenting studies like we mentioned with the CDC yesterday or, you know, a number of different things, this is becoming, you know, it's pretty problematic. And then, you know, there's also the issue of that women have brought up. And there's been a lot of discussion about it on Reddit, for instance, this idea that now this is going to be a little too much for some of you dudes out there, but I'm sorry. This is, you know, I am a chick. I don't know if you've noticed. I'm, you know, no, I'm not fluid. I'm just like, girl, okay? Although I do have the biggest cigar. But there were all of these studies and all of these discussions about what the vaccine is doing to women with irregular menstrual, like how it's giving women irregular menstrual cycles. And I'm just reporting on the science here. If you even so much as share this link or talk about it, then you're told that you're promoting misinformation. Because I've some of the hate mail that I'm going to read for money later on, some of you have said, well, a couple of drive-bys have said that. But there are a bunch of doctors who've been talking about this. They've been, all you can do at this point is just you notify the CDC. But like, for instance, in this one doctor's practice, she had 32 people that reported changes to their menstrual cycle. And it's not a huge reason to be concerned, but it's enough that I feel, I mean, it doesn't have to be concerning. It's my body. I have a right to know. The end. It's either your body, your choice, or it's not, right? So, and in fact, there was another OBGYN who was trying to figure out, you know, how this was related and whether or not this could be considered maybe a, you know, a side effect or something like that. But there's been a lot of discussion about this. And, you know, I feel like people are blowing off these symptoms and no one's discussing it. No one's discussing any of this. They're not discussing the irregularity. And women are afraid to even talk about it because they're afraid that even questions about this are going to cause people to shame them as being anti-vaccine. Or, you know, there have been stories of women who have been struggling with infertility. And, you know, you have to time all that out. I've had family members that have gone through this. And you have to get the shots and you have to do this and that. And you have to have like certain levels and of hormones. And then they got the vaccine because no one told them they couldn't. And everything got out of whack. And they had, and it, yeah, there's, so there's, and, you know, if people who are dealing with infertility or hormonal issues or are perimenopausal or menopausal, they may have to go for several months before things are regulated again. And there's been no discussion about this from the CDC. You can't ask questions because then you're called an anti-vaxxer. You can't even share any information and ask for feedback because then you're accused of spreading misinformation. It is like this rage mob crowd control effect where they're trying to shame people and emotionally browbeat them and abuse them and hold them. I mean, it's extortion. It's emotional extortion to hold them hostage like this so that you can affect a particular behavior or outcome when all people want is just some transparency and ask some questions. I rarely ever say this. And there is, in the way that this has been handled and discussed by the media, there's been a strain of sexism in this because women can't even talk about this. And do you know where I saw this? I was watching verified female like accounts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram discuss this. And then I watched them get piled on by people who accused them of irresponsibly spreading misinformation. And they were just serious. And I don't even agree with a lot of these women, but they were like, wait, we're just asking a question here. We can't even ask questions anymore. Where else have we seen that? Nuance is dead, even in the discussion of vaccines. Where else have we seen that? Asking questions isn't anti anything. It's the opposite. And here's another thing that I found really unnerving. Now, I've never gotten into all of it and I'm totally fine, but I had a couple major health scares over the past year. And I mean, some of them were, you know, kind of like, you know, physically, no, I mean, I dropped 20, 25 pounds. Some of them, and everything's fine. Thankfully it's, you know, false positive stuff, but like I had to go through this like 3 month thing and it was kind of, you know, and so after that, I'm like super sensitive to some of this stuff and I'm already a germaphobe. And there was this piece where they were discussing medications and treatments and vaccines and all this stuff. And they said another discovery was that, and this was the clevelandclinic.org. They were discussing this there. Another recent discovery was that both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines could cause lymph nodes in your armpits to swell. Now, that's not, that's happened. I mean, your lymph nodes can swell when you're dealing, when you're fighting off infections and that. But, and especially on the side, they say where the shot was administered. It's been mistaken as lumps by a lot of people. And they said the Society of Breast Imaging has since recommended scheduling a mammogram before getting the first dose of the vaccine, or 4 to 6 weeks after getting the second dose. None of this stuff is discussed. Have you heard any of this come out of any press conference?
Nope.
Is it wrong to ask questions about this? Or should we just be saying, yes, sir, Uncle Sam, you just inject us with whatever you want. You go ahead. We won't ask questions for fear of being accused of spreading misinformation. Because I feel like telling women not to talk about this because it could be viewed as spreading misinformation is the same thing as telling us to shut up and get back into the kitchen. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where to even start today? First up, the president is going to welcome 6 recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's a DACA program to the Oval Office today as the immigration reform plan that he campaigned on. It signals, I guess, that it's still a priority, although they haven't moved anything on it. It's just he's just going to do some photos and there you have it. So that's to tide over the base. A farmer's family got death threats after he asked a vegan cafe to serve real milk. I will tell you that the people who are hardcore vegans hate the other things that are made of meat, like people, right? They don't like it. If you're made of people meat, they hate you. It's true. They called the family killer, animal killing scumbags. Do you know how to get milk? Because that's not how milk is gotten. Just saying it. It was a celebrity farmer and a vegan cafe. They both got death threats because they were being pressured about plant-based milk. And this is in Britain. I'm just fascinated by this story. I mean, the messages that they got, it's kind of crazy. It's called Caffi, C-A-F-F-I, and it's in North Wales. And it's his little cafe at the family farm. It's literally called, they're on the BBC as the family farm. And he says, you know, it's fine having a free country and free speech, but you know, when you're getting death threats, you're kind of crossing a line. I agree. That should be obvious, but apparently it's not to people. So I don't know why Ohio's idiotic government is auctioning off tax dollars. Did you hear what they're doing? They said that Ohio adults who get their first coronavirus shot can get a chance to win $1 million. We're going to make fun of this later. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Julio's also been at the border, and he's one of the people that noted the change of the facility names. It's like HGTV's new show, Fixer Upper, Migrant Facility. And they feature decorators who take 2017's concentration camps and detention facilities, and they turn them into housing facilities and hospitality centers. Wow. Just an extra coat of paint and some shiplap, and it's all different. Look, if you wrap lights around the bars in the window, it makes it go from a detention facility to a hospitality center. See, super different.
Wow.
Amazing. I had to add shiplap in there. I did not know what that was until like a year ago. I was like, isn't that just siding? No, it's not. The whole internet told me.
It's distressed wood.
Yeah, everyone was like, it's not. But technically, it could be siding. Don't send me any email about it again. Just saying. Isn't that kind of, but it is sort of like that. No, there's been no question on that. Nobody's been questioning. Wait a minute. Why? So it's a hospitality center and a housing facility. That sounds like resort-like, right? Yeah. I mean, that's, how did they go from being a concentration camp to a hospitality center? It's literally, they're the same facilities. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went down there. She went down to the border in a white suit. Have you ever been to the border? Because you wouldn't wear a white suit. Went down there, and remember she was crying outside of a fence that actually was only...
It was open.
It was open.
Yeah.
I mean, it was open, like there wasn't even a gate. You could drive through. She was right on the other side of where you could drive through. And that's where she took pictures of herself and then had other people take pictures of her. And she had pictures of herself all over Instagram where she was by this fence crying. And then she went back and didn't actually do anything.
Has she shed any tears over these?
No.
What are they, hospitality centers?
Yeah, she's only tweeted a couple of times like, oh, that's so unfortunate. And that's pretty, yeah, it's
totally.
Well, if I was
just a passive news consumer, that would make me feel better. Hearing that they're just housing facility centers and just friendly things, yeah, that would make me feel good.
See, all you got to do is just get some shiplap and make some little curtains, put these little curtains up and have some shiplap, and that's really the only thing I know about the home improvement thing.
The amount of people housed, but yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, just, you know, super simple. Maybe put some turf in right around here, like for a nice oasis, backyard oasis.
Throw pillow.
Yeah, get some throw pillows. Throw pillows really change a concentration camp to a hospitality center at the border. I mean, not to, and to say nothing of calling these things concentration camps. I mean, could you devalue that actual phrase anymore? Just the, you know, have you not ever heard of history or what happened? Like, why would you even call them that? That's so, I mean, at one of these, the ones where they had like the older teens in, they were playing soccer and grilling. I know. And I was like, that actually, can I play? Because that looked kind of fun. Can I go and play? And it was not a concentration camp. Good night.
That's what I plan on doing this weekend.
What, playing soccer and grilling?
Grilling? Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm not going to say anything about soccer. Whoa. Whoa. Good night. So I'm just, you know, just saying that maybe.
If they just concentrate on grilling and having fun, is that still a concentration camp?
I don't know. I mean, or is it a detention facility? I'm confused about this. I don't know. I don't know how this works. I mean, it changes so often. Who knows, right? Who knows? Okay, so I've got some, where is it? Either cancel culture or... So I was wondering why Colin... I have to tell you this. So one night this week when I think it was... I don't remember if it was on Hannity or if it was primetime or what, but they were going to have me on, and they originally were going to have me on to talk about like Tim Tebow and something with Kaepernick. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if there's anything I know less about, it's football. And I always tell people this. I'm like, if you're going to book me, never, ever ask me anything about football. I grew up in St. Louis. We have some issues, okay? Like, we won the Super Bowl, and then we got screwed over. And everybody up there is still paying the tax on the brand-new stadium that they built to keep a team for, what, a second?
Yeah, a little more than that.
Yeah, so there is some hard feelings. It's a baseball town. We are a baseball town. Like, we celebrate God's team, which is the Cardinals. And... don't argue. Just don't. So I don't know. I've never taken it upon myself to follow football. Then you move to Dallas and people put signs and wreaths up that they're about football. Like, football is part of home decor for everybody in Texas. So they had this thing where they were asking about Tebow and Kaepernick. And I so don't follow football that I didn't even know that what it was about. And I was actually getting ready to, Kane and Steve, to message you guys and be like, guys, you're literally going to have to write my talking points or tell me what I need to know about football. Because if this is something about how good people play, I don't know. I literally have no idea. I can't even tell you if somebody throws a good football. I don't even know if that's the phrase you use. I have no idea about football. I am Joe Biden. Again, it's like Joe Biden talking about guns, me talking about football. And I only know the positions that sound like band names. Or the names of No, is there? Let me ask you this. No, I'm not going to ask you that. That's a dumb question. Nope, not going to do that because I will never live it down. So anyway, my whole thing is that apparently Kaepernick is, he's back with a book on critical race theory, or it's about critical race theory, I guess. It's called Abolition for the People, the Movement for a Future Without Policing and Prisons.
Oh my God.
Is it a fairy tale? How about a movement for people without crime and evil? I mean, there's a reason people break the law. If somebody murders someone, they go to prison, right? Isn't that how it works? If you run over a kid on the road, then you can get in trouble, go to prison. If you, you know, like are selling lots of drugs, you could go to prison. I mean, there's like all kinds of, you know, there's certain things that you can't do. But apparently it's all bad. I don't know. So he wrote, and by wrote, I mean he had a ghost-written book released in his name. And he's been pushing it on, like, I don't know anybody who has had more privilege than some of the people who've been yelling the loudest about privilege. Like, I wanted to say this on Hannity last night. The what were we talking about? The people were mad at Ted Cruz, and they were saying Ted Cruz has betrayed his heritage or something, which I thought was super offensive. Because I guess political parties have patents on ethnicity and all. It was MSNBC that had said it. And it blows my mind that the people who yell about this the loudest have been the beneficiaries of some of the greatest privilege that I've ever seen. And I say this once again, as somebody is raised broke by a single mom, came from nothing. And I see people who started out way better than I ever did and had more opportunity than I ever had, and they're complaining the loudest. Maybe it's about merit.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how the Russians and Chinese must be thrilled at how identity politics are becoming more important than protecting our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who changed the military and the VA and is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, I have a question. How many people have to wrestle their damn dogs away from gators all the time in Florida? Because this is the third story so far this year. We've had two different stories, and I double-checked to make sure that this was not one that I've already read. And it's not. This is in Holiday, Florida. Jake the dog. He's happy to greet visitors even after a gator tried to eat him for breakfast. So Jake's owner, Mike McCoy, said he's on the mend. He's full of spit and vinegar. McCoy was walking his 8-month-old chocolate lab near a pond, and he said, out of nowhere, a gator sprang forward, pulled Jake under. He said he was in the death roll with that gator. And he said that Mike jumped in the water. He said he was familiar with him. He thumped him in the eye, picked him up out of the water, wrestled him. And the owner and dog both got stitches, but thankfully nothing worse. I would have done the same thing, except I would also be like rocking like some serious lead, popping that gator. I'm telling you what, I have dove in. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell. I would dive, even if it wasn't my dog, I think I would fight a gator. If it was your dog, I would jump in and fight a gator. I can't. These stories make me nervous. Whenever I'm in Florida and I'm near a body of water, you should see me. I'm legit like crossing to the other side of the road. I will. I mean, it's beautiful there. I love it. But damn. I mean, it's like Australia. Honestly, I just don't know if they got anything on like the Florida wildlife. That's why the people down there are resilient, because they don't take nothing. They don't take it. Let's see. I've got so many more. This one, a Hummer with four containers of gas inside burst into flames after somebody filled it up at a gas station. Was it grounded? Did they have them on the ground when they were filling them? I don't.
Static electricity is real.
Yeah. That's why you got to keep those canisters on the ground when you're filling those gas cans up. By the way, firefighters found 4 5-gallon containers filled with gas. It was in the back of this Hummer, and they said that. I mean, this Hummer's burnt to a crisp. It's gone. There's no saving it. Oh my gosh! Can you imagine? They had the firefighters come out. They said that, yeah, they was at a Texaco Food Mart, and they were filling them up with gas in the back of the Hummer. Keep them on the ground, folks, when you're doing that. And don't panic buy.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.